From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, approached the Bahamas late Wednesday with sustained winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding in Haiti. Nassau resident Jenny Minas hopes residents there will be able to ride out the storm without serious casualties.
I just hope no lives are lost. That's my main thing. Once lives are not lost, it's okay for me.
At least 10 people were killed on the island of Hispaniola that makes up Haiti and Dominican Republic, but tens of thousands have been displaced in what's being called the worst storm to hit Haiti in half a century. Julie Lee is with the humanitarian organization World Vision in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We are seeing a lot of damaged housing because of the flood and the heavy rains and those strong winds. A lot of houses have been completely destroyed. We are also seeing a lot of people being rushed and evacuated to temporary shelters.
The U.S. dispatched helicopters to help in search and rescue operations and ferry supplies. Haiti had to postpone its presidential election. The storm is expected to strengthen before it impacts Florida's east coast Thursday, where Governor Rick Scott implored citizens to take the warning seriously.
Regardless if there's a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. I cannot emphasize it enough that everyone in our state must prepare now for a direct hit.
An estimated 2 million people in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have been told to leave coastal areas for the safety of the interior. Italy's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 11,000 migrants off the Libyan coast this week and recovering nearly 30 bodies of those attempting to cross the Mediterranean for Europe. More than 5,000 people, mostly from Africa, were rescued Tuesday and Wednesday. More than 140,000 have arrived in Italy so far this year. This is VOA News. The Obama